attention, attention, yes ma'am, yes sir. Joy's on the radio with Lester. Look around in the ghetto, and what do you see? A baby boy and baby girl making a baby. Look at the issues in the paper, then watch the news. Joy and Lester's got their views. Joy and Lester, no tease better. Joy and Lester, clever trendsetters. Joy and Lester's on the radio.
Bronx and Lester. Period.
I got EVS on my wrist, on my neck. Baby, what is next? Rolling on me, feeling protect. Screaming, we the best. I got dough, give me respect. Baby, what is next? Tell me what is next. I got EVS on my wrist, on my neck. Baby, what is next? Rolling on me, feeling protect.
Screaming, we the best.
I got dough, give me respect.
Ain't got no time to speak, I got goals to reach. And give my wrist a masterpiece like a Mona Lisa. I put in over tea, don't gossip over tea. The shirt be fitted, got the necklace sitting over tea. Okay, let's push the topic. I've been dope, a heavy smoker, the focus is the profit. Duly noted, you won't notice, I'm in a different pocket. Handle business so official, don't make me stop to play. Got all my stripes today, they look for me to call it. The cut of my claw, can find the star, they say I'm heavy walking. I be stepping so big, they hitting it small, this wasabi vibes. Talking spicy, get them a tissue, they got water eyes. I know it hits your pride. Feeding hate, it's different when I speak. Let Google translate.
FetLifeStation.com, chopping it out with Joy and Lester. Joy's not here with us, but we got my man Troy sitting there. What up, Troy?
No doubt. What's going on, Les?
Yo, it's all good, but first of all, we got to drop a bomb, man. Because that's for my man Exile with that VVS. Oh, my goodness. Yo, brother's going to be on in a minute. Hey, I heard you got a little sore throat, man. What you been doing?
You know what? It's this heat right now. It got me sitting in the room. I feel like I'm in a freezer because it's like, you know, you got to put the AC on. So it feels good until you wake up and then you start saying, my goodness, where's my covers at? And, you know, I had this runny nose, a little head cold. Then you go outside and it's hot outside. So it's like you try to keep from being miserable. So everybody out there, stay hydrated because this heat wave is going to be hitting us for like 2 weeks. You know, stay in the cool, get cool, drink water, but don't catch a cold in this type of weather. It's the worst when your nose is running and it's hot. By the time that little slime comes down your nose, it's hot. It ain't cold no more. It's just a nasty situation.
All right. So I'm going to translate for everybody. Troy just got hold of a bad girl.
Well, I'm
oops.
Not going to
say anything. All right. But hold on, Troy. You know, as usual, we got to say our homie Joy Boogie from the Bronx is not with us. But people, let's not forget Joy Edna Brown and Edna Lovejoy Brown, her daughter. They wrote a book. It's called Mommy, Why Did You Slow Down? Get that joint on Amazon. Yeah, man. It's a good read, man. It's a good read.
Shout out to Joy, too.
Yes, indeedy, man. Like I say, man, we got Mr. Exile's going to be on in a minute. He's going to chop it up with us. That was his single called VVS.
It's hot.
Yeah. Like he said, let Google translate it for you.
Yeah, Google. I have to write that down because I'm going to use that in a second sometime this week. Let Google, you spell that with two O's, Google, I'm writing this down. Let Google translate it.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. So we're about to get this brother on the line, Troy. We're going to play his next song while we get him on the line. And this joint is called Hey Renee. Want to know why he named it that? Who is Renee? Why he's saying hey? You know, because back in the day, we like...
My ex is named Renee. He might know her. Might be about her. We need to investigate. If it's a song about her being whatever, whatever, we might have to investigate.
Yeah, he's going to be here in a minute. So hold tight. We'll be right back.
Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey Renee.
Let me tell you about this girl I used to slay. I call her Renee, cause I can't remember her name. Pretty thick, 5'9", something mean in fitted jeans. Visions of how I could spread her legs and get between. Think I met her on Facebook, you know how that was. Played inbox tag till we both linked up. Picked her up in Far Rock, B70 I think. I'm from Southside, so I'm thinking shit, we might click. Few weeks passed, needless to say, she gave it up. Neck game crazy, and she loved the way I beat it up. I mean that ass really wobble when I put hands on it. One smack, two smack, coming right up on it. Passenger side, she leaned over, hands on my belt. A butt in my pants, oh lord, head on the belt. Dipping through traffic, trying not to bust too quick. She was a monster, made me almost crash my whip. Time went on, inviting me to dinner with her family. Bragging to her friends about how she lucky to have me. Had two sisters, both of them seemed cool. All of the while giggling, like if he only knew. Renee was running game and I didn't want to see it. Steady dropping hints, but I didn't want to believe it. Until one night, dropped her off at the E. Got home, realized she left the phone in the V. Threw it on the dresser, shit ringing off the hook. Never been a jealous type, but fuck it, I'ma take a look. Nigga on the line, talking about he looking for his girl. Got me like Dwayne Wayne, damn, I'm in a different world. I ain't know about him, he ain't know about me. Drove to Brooklyn, gave him the phone, yeah, I kept it G. Had a few laughs, and I told him, you could have her. Damn, maybe that's why my heart's so damaged.
Oh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey Renee. Oh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey Renee. Oh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey Renee, ooh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey Renee.
Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey Renee.
Yeah, we gotta run that one again.
Tell you about this girl I used to slay. I call her Renee, cause I can't remember her name. Pretty thick, 5'9", something mean in fitted jeans. Visions of how I could spread her legs and get between. Think I met her on Facebook, you know how that was. Played inbox tag till we both linked up. Picked her up in Far Rock, B70 I think. I'm from Southside, so I'm thinking shit, we might click. Few weeks passed, needless to say, she gave it up. Neck game crazy, and she loved the way I beat it up. I mean that ass really wobble when I put hands on it. One smack, two smack, coming right up on it. Passenger side, she leaned over, hands on my belt. A butt in my pants, oh lord, head on the belt. dipping through traffic, trying not to bust too quick. She was a monster, made me almost crash my whip. Time went on, inviting me to dinner with her family, bragging to her friends about how she lucky to have me. Had two sisters, both of them seemed cool, all of the while giggling like if he only knew. Renee was running game and I didn't want to see it. Steady dropping hints, but I didn't want to believe it. Until one night, dropped her off at the E. Got home, realized she left the phone in the V. Threw it on the dresser, shit ringing off the hook. Never been a jealous type, but fuck it, I'ma take a look. Nigga on the line, talking about he looking for his girl. Got me like Dwayne Wayne, damn, I'm in a different world. I ain't know about him, he ain't know about me. Drove to Brooklyn, gave him the phone, yeah, I kept it G. Had a few laughs, and I told him, you could have her. Damn, maybe that's why my heart's so damaged.
Oh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey, Renee, oh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you.
What'd he say about Renee? He said he loves her, but he damn sure can't trust her.
Hey, Renee, oh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey, Renee, ooh, I love you. Don't know what it is, but I can't trust you. Everything you do, it be so toxic. Playing with my heart, you need to stop it. Hey, Renee, hey, Renee.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, we back, we back. Hey, Renee. Hey, Troy. Hey, Exile. Hey.
What's happening?
It's all good, man. This is going to be the Exile Hour, man, because I see Troy's voice is good.
Hey, when it comes, you know how I get when you start talking about hip-hop. That's my thing right there. So I really appreciate the art. I appreciate the music. The tracks is hot. Yeah, I like that.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for having me.
No doubt.
Yeah, so our first question to you is, tell everybody who you are, where you reside, and how long have you been rapping, and when did you start rapping?
Exile, South Jamaica, Queens. Been rapping for over 15 years, or 15 going on. I think it's 20 years. I want to say 20 years rapping. Started super young, honing my craft, just making sure that I was number one, because that's the chip on my shoulder. I got to be number one. Got to be number one. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I am.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Well, what motivated you to do that song, Renee? Because that's a refresh of a classic. And tell everybody where that came from.
Yeah. So, Hey Renee, you know, obviously is a sample from Renee from the Lost Boys. Shout out to the Lost Boys, Queens family, of course. That's a true story. And I named it Hey Renee because I truly forgot this girl's name. I don't remember the girl's name. But everything in the story is true. This time around, when I released new material, I wanted to make sure that I got more personal, because previous projects would just really show a lot of more lyrical stance, more braggadocious stance, bar heavy type thing. So I wanted to make sure that the next wave of music that I put out, that my core audience connects with me on a deeper level.
Cool, cool. Now, did you get permission from the Lost Boys?
Did I get permitted? At the producer? Get permission to produce it.
Okay. All right.
Anybody can make Steph a Raymond. Song about anybody. It's fair game, whatever the name is. Renee, whatever the name is. You know, it is.
Yeah, Renee, Stephanie. There's a lot of fair game names out here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. As long as a female got a name, you are fair game to be made a record of. Trust me, I got a bunch of names of people I love to make some songs about, but that's another story for another day.
All right. Who were some of your inspirations?
Growing up, I listened to a lot. Well, DMX is my number one. He inspired me to pick up a pen, period. So that's my top, you know, inspiration. And I just grew up, you know, being from Queens, I grew up to a lot of LL, a lot of Nas, you know, Mobb Deep. Who else? I definitely listen to G-Unit. Definitely Busta Rhymes. I listen to a lot of Busta Rhymes. Just to name a few, I'm a student of the game.
And I tell really you took true story real fast about LL. LL now, yeah. I grew up in Queens too. I was in rap business. LL when he was 16 years old, he used to rap with my brother. And he used to come to my house before he made records. He was 16 years old. Recently, my brother did a FaceTime because LL reached back to, you know, talk to the group that he used to be with. So I knew LL before he was LL. He was Todd at the time. So we go, I go back there. So that's the era. You know, lyrically, the thing is right now, it's good to be lyrical because you really have no substance to a lot of this music that's out here right now. Right. So it's good to still hear lyrics.
Appreciate that. I pride myself on, one, being able to make good music, but at the same time, being able to incorporate lyrics, because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of people that say that you can't do both. And hey, I believe that's a false narrative. Yeah, it's a false narrative.
Yeah,
it's a false narrative, in my opinion. You know, it's just all about your appeal and how you present it.
Now, you also sent in to our super producer, who was vibing to those two songs, a picture of you with the iconic man himself. I think DMX was the best. You hear me?
Yeah.
The best. Now, you took a picture with him. How was it touring with him? Did you do a song with him that, like, never came out? You know, how often were you in his presence? And did you actually tour with him?
Well, no. So I opened up for him that night. That was, I'll never forget it. It was upstate New York at the Chance Theater. And I got the opportunity to open up for him. Prior to that, I think for the past 2 or 3 years, I did the Rough Rider Festivals, the Juneteenth Festivals. So now that I got the opportunity to actually open up for DMX, you know what I mean? At that time, I think it was like a year or two out of jail. He was on the Darkest Hell is Hot tour. So that was one of the stops. So I got the opportunity to open up for him and then speak to him after the show. And when I tell you, this man was super cool, he was super chill. He actually talked the way he talked. It was just, I was in awe to see it because I'm like, this is the person that I literally watched. Yeah. I grew up listening to and idolized. And I'm like, I'm literally in his presence right now. So funny story, I had a shirt that said, my name is X, because that's my moniker.
Right.
So he looked at me and says, he's like, yo, that's a nice shirt. I like that shirt. I was like, oh, thank you. He's like, yo, can I have it? And I was like, the shirt off my back? I said, you want the shirt off my back? I'm not thinking. I'm like, the shirt off my back? I was like, well, you know, that's my name. And he was like, well, you know, that's my name too. I was like, good point. Good point. So it was a good laugh to have. And honestly, in hindsight, I really wish I gave him that shirt.
Wow.
Even though I didn't have another shirt because I drove 2-3 hours from Queens.
Right.
Upstate. You know what I mean? And then the show ended, I think we met and ended at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So I ended up driving back to Queens. I got back to Queens at 6 o'clock because I didn't have nowhere to stay and I wasn't sleeping in my car upstate. So I started at 7-Eleven.
He didn't take your shirt off your back because I would have asked him politely, are you actually trying to rob me or you just want to?
Right.
I mean, in your mind, right?
Yeah, because in my mind, I'm like, I ain't got no shirt, but I'm like, I'm going home, I'm driving, I'm like, I can drive, I got a white beater on. In hindsight, I wasn't thinking.
With no shirt on, you could just tell everybody, DMX got my shirt.
Right. You know what I mean? Gotcha. So, but it was a dope night. Dope night.
That's good. From your, you know, lyrical days, I don't like to use the word rap. You know, that's kind of like really, really old school because it has evolved so much, you know. But what was your first performance like and where was it at?
Ooh, my first performance. Wow. I think my first performance was a talent show at my school.
What school was that?
And it was a Catholic school. I went to private school.
I think the best rappers come from private school.
Keep dreaming.
So we got more character, bro.
There you go.
We didn't cut classes in private school, so you had time to really skills with your rhymes and stuff.
I was in class every day writing. I was in class every day writing.
Nice.
But it was a talent show, and at that time I didn't have my own beats or whatever the case may be, so I rapped to Busta Rhymes' Tear the Roof Off.
Okay.
So I wrote whatever I wrote, and I got the instrumental, and that's what I rapped. I rapped, I can't remember what I'm saying in my life, but I rapped over that beat. And I got a good ovation.
Now, that's funny that you should say that. They used to go to school each and every day, never cut, and used to write your rhymes in school. You remember Howie T?
Well, that was elementary school. Yeah,
right.
When I got to high school, I definitely cut.
Right. You remember Howie T?
Yeah, yeah. I remember. Yeah. He's a DJ, right?
Howie T and super producer. He was down with Chub Rock. Howie T used to go to Westinghouse with me. And every day, this guy be in there with a little spiral notebook. Yo, Howie, what are you doing? Yo, Les, man, I'm writing these rhymes, man. Yo, blah, blah, blah. Yo, my man made it. Every day he would come to school, he would sit there and write his rhyme. He would spit something for us. Yo, that sounds pretty good. You know, next thing you know, Howie T, super producer, Chub Rock. I'm like, wow, look at this dude, man. Yeah.
If you serious about your craft back then, everybody had a book and you wrote. I used to call mine Rap Malex because I used to make the books and I used to just, because actually in the field I did, I worked and I used to make actual books and I called them Rap Malex. I used to just write all my rhymes, anything I thought about, rhymes, whatever, all day long. You just, you know, it was just something to do. Once you just got an idea, you just jot it down and it just took off from there. So I get it. I really get it.
Real funny. I still write in a book till this day. Still writing a book.
That's good.
I have my old books, and I still writing books. I walk around with a backpack, and the books like, yo, you still writing books? And I'm like, yeah, I can't do the phone thing.
Yeah, like the phone is like the text messages and stuff. Like if I'm writing the rhyme, I might write the rhyme, but I'm supposed to be sending somebody a text message, and I'm just accidentally sending the rhyme to somebody. Like, what is that?
Right.
Oh, I forgot to put it on the app. I mean, it's when you grew up in the era we grew up in, it's like right now it's even hard for people to have a pen. You don't even, you can ask somebody for a pen and they don't have a pen because they don't know what a pen is. But writing the rhymes down in a book, I mean, that's the authentic way. That's how we did it growing up. So I get it.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say was your best performance, right? And why would you call it your best performance?
Ooh, my best performance. I did SOBs last year.
Yo, I love SOBs, man.
Yeah. It was my first time doing it. It was definitely something that I had on my list to do, to check off, and I'm glad I did it. I had rehearsals for it, me and my DJ Ita, and I just felt like, damn, I really, like, I'm here. I felt like I'd arrived. Like, right. I've been doing so much for so long, but touching that stage was legendary. I was just like, damn, finally.
Yo,
something.
SOB is the shit, son. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yo, what? Yo, man, we bumped up and went to see KRS-One up in there, man. He ripped that place, man. Ripped.
Teacher, that's a fact.
Yeah. Now, I guess, would that be one of your favorite places? Or what is your favorite place to perform?
And truth be told, I love performing so much. So I can't, as of right now, I can't sit there and say that I have a specific place only because I love performing so much. It could be 2,000 or two people in the room. I'm rocking out no matter what.
That's the true artist right there. There you go.
Yeah, I'm rocking out no matter what.
That's how you got to look at it.
That's the true artist right there. Because you can't always pack the house, man. Sometimes people just don't have money to buy your tickets.
And listen, sometimes you have a good show and a bad show. Funny little story real fast. Back when Dave and me and my group used to do shows, this is like in the 80s, and we tried to get into this place so quick that, you know, it was called the Cozy Cabin or something, way in Long Island. So we tried to get into this place and jam forever. So we finally got a chance to do the show. Now, mind you, back then the crowds weren't too big or whatever, but it wasn't a big crowd. But I noticed we did our little routine, and a dude lit a cigarette up. And by the time we finished the routine, we had no applause, no clapping. The dude just blew the smoke out. And I noticed that the dude just blew the smoke out like we were doing our best and whatever. And he just blew the smoke out. And I was like, if they had a video of that right now, it would be just one of those viral things that you just do not want to look at because it was embarrassing. But it's like, you got to give it your all no matter what. Good crowd, bad crowd, show must go on.
Now, don't you have a show coming up soon?
Yes, I actually got a show not tomorrow, Saturday. Wave Stage, Beats by the Beach and Far Rockaway. I want everybody to pull up. It's going to be a dope day. We by the water. We got a stage by the water from noon to 7. Please come rock out. It's going to be dope.
What's that address over there?
Oh, that address. Hold on. I don't want to tell you the wrong thing. I think it's Beach 94th Street. in Far Rockaway, right off the highway. Hold on, I don't want to give you the wrong info.
Is that by the boats over there?
Yeah.
By that the little ferry that they got, the little ferry that goes across?
Yeah, by the, yeah, definitely by the ferry. Definitely by the ferry. So, yeah, it's Rockaway Beach and Beach 94th Street. It's Shorefront Parkway. Shorefront Parkway Gateway.
Rockaway, you said Rockaway Beach, Beach 94th Street?
Yep. Beach 94th Street and Shorefront Parkway.
Shorefront Parkway.
Yeah. It's right on the boardwalk. So it's Rockaway, it's Beach 94th Street, right on the boardwalk.
What time are you going to get there?
I'm probably going to get there around 1 o'clock.
I'm going to try to pull up through there real quick just to meet you real quick.
Please. I appreciate it. Please, please. Definitely. And if you could stay for the show, because they didn't give me a set list yet. I'm waiting to see what time I go on. But either way, if you can come chop it up, meet the people, the coordinators, and watch me perform, that'd be fantastic, bro.
Okay, okay. Now, we're going to skip away from the music a little bit. We hear that you wrote a movie for Tubi.
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
Gray Area. The movie is called The Gray Area. It's out now on Tubi. It's loosely based off my life experiences coming up as a hip hop artist and the day to day that people don't necessarily see or speak about. Depression, trying to balance a 9-to-5 and a relationship and your family down your back. Like, well, you've been doing this for so long. When are you going to make it? When are you going to make it? Like, when is this happening? Because right now it just seems like you're wasting time, not knowing the sacrifices and the work you got to put in order to get somewhere. You know, I felt like it was important to tell that story because it was something that I don't feel it was highlighted for us.
Okay.
We always get the after, I guess. We always get the in between and the after, but we don't get the deep dive, especially as African American men.
Gotcha. Now, you wrote it, produced it, and everything?
Correct.
And my
homie Alicia Hargrove, right? Shout out to Alicia Enterprises. She shot it for me.
Okay. So what did Tubi actually do for you other than put it on the airways?
Well, so no, I got it through a distribution company. Funny thing about that is we shot that in 2019.
Right.
At end of December 2019. And we were shopping it around to do live premieres and everything like that. And 2020, of course, we already know what happened in 2020.
Right.
And that shut everything down. So I held on to that movie for about a good 3 years.
Right.
And my homie Alicia, she had to connect with a distribution company that goes to multiple streaming, video streaming services, and she got the deal through Tubi. And the rest is history.
Okay. Now, as our people climb up the ladder of success, how can we put this politically correct? We call you 3 months from now. You gonna come rock out with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How do you get to become an actor in one of the movies?
Sleep under a fan.
You said, how do you get to be what?
How do you become an actor? So you have like auditions for people, like for your movie, or you just have set people like you have in mind for like parts of the school?
Definitely audition. Like I didn't. When it came to the movie, I didn't play favorites. Like, just because you're my mans, oh, come be in the movie. Like, I made sure whether we were cool or not, you came, you auditioned. And if you did your thing like I expected you to do it, then you won.
Nice.
So, okay.
Nice.
I'm trying to be in the movie. Every week I get something different. First week I got the hair. Last week I'm going to be in the movie next.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Was any of your music in your movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a lot of not unreleased, but I had certain released songs in my movie, as well as songs that I were working on just for the movie.
Okay. Now, once you wrote this movie, had it produced, edited, ready to go, Tubi said, yes, we're going to put it out there. For all those who are, because you see a lot of dudes, especially in Far Rockaway, they're always on the beach shooting a movie, cars running up and down the street. Once you get it to the level where you got it and it's definitely going on, how does the money aspect work? Do you have to put up money? Do they put it up for you? Is it a 50-50 split, 60-40, 70-30? How does that work?
Well, it is definitely depends on how you negotiate your deal. It's definitely a split. Percentage-wise, again, depending on if they're taking on the promotion aspect or anything like that, because I put up all the money to shoot it.
Nice.
You know what I mean? To pay whoever needed to get paid, locations, everything. Like, I put all the money for everything, so I did my part. So
there you go.
When it came to the distribution now, they take a percentage for them to put it up on the streaming platforms, to pitch it, because it's not just Tubi. There's other platforms as well.
Right.
Like, I'm on another movie that's out now called Unknown. That's on Prime Video. That's a more recent release. So, again, it's all about how you negotiate your deal.
Okay. You said the other movie's called Unknown?
Yeah, it's on Prime Video.
Prime Video, okay.
That's more recent. That got released in April.
And I take it that you own all the editing rights and all that good stuff to your movies?
Yes, yes. I got all the rights to my movie. I own everything.
How can some other people who are looking to get their movies out, what can you tell them how they can get their stuff on Tubi and all those other kind of movie platforms?
Again, it's about who you know, the connections. Like I said, I hit up with this distribution company called Relentless. And they were very receptive. My man DC Cannon, he's the one who is in charge of it. But I would say for anybody on the outside, it's just like, make sure your quality is there. Like, don't half-ass it. You know what I mean? It makes it easier for the streaming services to pick up, because you'll spend extra money just going back to edit this and edit that. Just do it right the first time.
Gotcha. Don't be cheap.
Yeah, don't be cheap. Do it right the first time. Don't be cheap. I mean, work with what you got, because I'm not going to sit there and say, like, I had a $1 million budget to do what I need to do. But for what they accepted, do it right the first time. Make sure your editing is clean. Make sure your sound is clean. You know what I mean? Make sure the actors are really acting and it's not just your homeboy from up the block. You know what I mean? Because I love my peoples, but at the same time, I get up and work for my stuff every day. So if you want to be part of what I'm doing, you need to show me the same dedication.
Okay. Does Tubi have strict guidelines in place for, like, movies, like writers and, you know, your creative freedom?
Strict guidelines as far as what exactly?
As far as, like, you know, it has to be a certain way, a certain look, a certain form. Like, you just can't come in and start cursing and have naked girls all over.
It's definitely got rules and regulations and a certain look that it has to be. A certain quality that it has to be in order to be accepted. Now, you've seen the movies on Tubi.
Yes.
Even though they look the way they look, it's still of a quality that's acceptable for viewing.
Yeah.
Not like it's on YouTube.
Tubi got some movies now.
No, Tubi stepped it up. Tubi stepped it up. I'm glad I came in when it did.
Yeah, because at one point there, Tubi was. Oh, am I really watching this? Yeah. Tubi. Yeah. But a lot of people watch Tubi.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Is there any type of contracts from Tubi for, like, the movie producers? And if so, you got to get a lawyer, right?
Yes. Had a lawyer look over it. And again, it's through the distribution company. So they get the contract. They send me the contract. Of course, I look over everything. I send it to my lawyer to make sure everything is on the up and up as far as the splits and whatever needs to be done, and make sure that I'm adhering to whatever guidelines that they set.
Nice. Any other movies in your horizon right now? Are you writing any new ones?
Yeah. After this new wave of music that I'm putting out, I'm going to write another movie. I was actually reading a script for another movie I just got asked to be in, so I can't give away too much details. But yeah, definitely some more movies in my future.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Like, you're just constantly working.
got to. In this game that we're in, like, if you're not consistent, you're dead in the water.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What is the process like when you got your script ready and you're ready to turn it in to that movie company? What is that process like?
Be prepared, because be prepared to make changes. So, like, a lot of things that people do is like they fall in love with it. It's like, oh, this is my baby, this is my this, and I don't want nobody critiquing it and whatever, whatever. And I'm not saying not to go with your gut, but at the same time, don't be so closed off about it. Like, be open to suggestions, be open to maybe some changes or whatever that's going to benefit what you're doing.
Okay. So once you said that, we're going to take a quick second and we're going to do a little bit of what you call up and down. You know what that means?
Yeah.
That's featuring Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, it's featuring my man Teddy Grahams, Up and Down, out now off my project Just For You.
Yeah. So we're going to take a couple of minutes and, like, bang this out. And we'll be right back with Mr. Exile. We're going to do a little bit of his Up and Down.
Lucky Mally, what's the word?
Yeah. You know what's up?
Teddy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah. Now take it down, 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 down. Yeah. Take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah. Now take it down, 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 down. Up it, down. Up it, down. Up it, down. Take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Move it, move it. Hey girl, don't stop, just do it. Do it, do it. You know just what you're doing. Shake that, shake that, shake that. Go to work, go to work, go to work. Oh, they mad. Goddamn, they look so hurt. Take it up, take it up. Oh, now nah, don't run from me. Bend it, bend it, bend it. Show your mama made a freak. Take it down. Break it down. Hey, get on the floor, come show all these bitches you ain't finna play around.
Yeah. Take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it down, 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 down. Yeah, take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it down, 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 down. Up it, down, up it, down. Up it, down, up it, down. Yeah, take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it down, down, down.
Fuck it up one time. Back it up two times. You keep on moving like that, I'ma have to make you mine. That girl a masterpiece. Come put that ass on me. Give it up, give it up, give it up. I'll put you right to sleep. Oh yeah, I wanna bite. I am the nigga you need the life. You with your girls, that's fine. I can go take it down two at a time. You know my pedigree. Come on, let's make a movie. I'll make you switch that wig so much we going right to Tubi.
Yeah. Take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it down, 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 down. Yeah, take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it down, 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 down. Up it, down, up it, down, up it, down, up it, down. Yeah, take it up, take it up, take it up, take it up. Yeah, now take it down, 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 down.
Lucky that boy.
So what do you think about that one? Give us a little background on that one.
That's hot. Oh, right, okay. I'm going to dig in my pocket for some dollar bills. I see me in the club team. Throwing dollars on the table. I like that. That's hot.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
So tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh, that particular song. So shout out to my man, Teddy. He was working on something, and he actually sent me that with the hook on it. And truth be told, it's something different because I never did that type of beat before. But he said, yo, I did the hook, and I think you'd be fire on it. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And that's how that came about. And I'm glad I did, because I like challenging myself. And I'm like, okay, I can – This is something that I can definitely get with. It's not a problem. Because I just like elevating and like adding to my arsenal.
That song is really nice.
That song is funny. I like that song.
Yeah. What else you got in your arsenal that people should be on the lookout for?
Ooh. Definitely more storytelling stuff. Definitely more in-depth things as far as, again, dealing with depression or dealing with happiness or dealing with relationships. Just a lot of more relatable music. I feel like that's important. Nowadays, where we are, it's just very microwave. And there are artists that do have things that connect with their audience, but they're not highlighted enough. You know, everything is very microwave, and it's just like very impersonal when it comes to certain types of music. So I'm hoping that I can push the narrative and change that aspect to where it comes back to painting a picture, because that's what I like to do with the music, is paint a picture.
That's going to be a very beautiful portrait.
Say it again.
That's going to be a very beautiful portrait.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about setting the scene, and I take the same approach when I'm writing a movie. It's just like, I want to set the scene. I want you to see what I see and experience what I'm experiencing. So when I'm rapping, have you noticed with all three songs, as I'm rapping, I'm very descriptive in what I'm saying. So you're right there with me. So even if it's a VVS, ain't got no time to speak, I got goals to reach and give my wrist a masterpiece like a Mona Lisa. I want you to visualize how that is, where I know I'm on the go, but even though I'm on the go, I'm looking the way I'm looking and I'm feeling the way I'm feeling because I want success.
Nice.
Does that last song have a video?
Yes. VVS and Up and Down have a video.
Yeah, I got to see that because I can. You say you paint a picture. That picture I see, that is a big ass. I got to see that video. I got to check that out.
I mean, yeah, there's some ass in there. There's some ass
in there. It got to be. It's like, you know, sometimes you can hear a song and you can just picture. I heard the song and all I could picture was a big ass. I like that song.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah. It's amazing. The video is a good time. The video is just a really good time with a lot of dope people.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Name some of the people who you've actually worked with that the general audience should know other than DMX.
That I actually work with. Well, I've opened up for Tony Yayo as well. I went on tour with Webb, which is fabulous, and A Boogie's former manager. I did a tour with him. What else? I've met Styles P. I've met Action Bronson. I'm just rattling off names that I can remember. I used to be in the city at this place called the Film Center, and I worked with one of Timbaland's former artists, D.O.E., as far as writing goes. So I've done a few things.
That's good. So what do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Grammy.
Nice.
Grammy.
Nice.
Grammy. I worked too hard.
You didn't even hesitate.
I worked too hard. You know, I know what I want and I know what I'm working towards. You know what I mean? I manage my expectations. I want it, but at least if I'm in the building, I know, all right, I'm working in the right direction, and that's why I see it.
All right, next question. Southside, Jamaica, Queens. Have you reached out to 50 Cent?
Funny enough, I've never met him personally, but my homie, again, Lisa, who shot the movie, she worked for ThisIs50.com. She's met him numerous times. I had an interview with this. There was at one point where I was on ThisIs50.com religiously. Like, I had videos up and down ThisIs50.com and Boo Boo TV when he had it. But I haven't officially met him, but I'm looking to change that real soon. Real, real soon.
Okay.
That's what's up. Yeah. Do big things, man. Do big things. That's definitely what it has to be. Big things. Do big things.
Absolutely.
So you have your performance coming up on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
What do you have planned after that? Is there any other shows?
After that, my concert, Exile and Friends, in July. So I'm hoping you guys pop off for that.
Where's that going to be at?
That's going to be in Brooklyn. I'll send you guys all over the details. But that's my annual concert. I did that. The first time I did it was in 2022. And it was such a dope experience. Everybody loved it and waited for the next one. I unfortunately couldn't do it last year due to scheduling. But I'm back full force this year, ready to shut shit down.
Okay. Well, just so you know.
You got to check these things out, Les.
Yeah. Super producer will definitely keep in touch with you because I'll give you the speech that I give everybody else. When you're out there hustling, when you're out there grinding, everybody's your friend. Everybody's neutral. Everybody's on the same level. As you start climbing up the ladder, you start looking at people differently. The people who were supporting you back there with you, buying your tickets, yelling for you. When you move in different categories, different people come around and they kind of put different thoughts in your head. So I say that to say we are FetLifeStation.com. We are rooted right here in Queens. So we've been telling everybody, no matter what you're doing, send it to our station. Listen to our show each and every Thursday. Tell everybody, yo, listen to these guys, to these ladies on Thursday. You know, they broadcast your stuff, you know. And we make the mistake of always saying how much.
Yeah, right.
And I learned that never go in saying how much. Because right. They look at you like, he's trying to become a millionaire before he get the grind in. You know?
Yeah, I respect it. And we need more stations like y'all that are rare because there's a lot of politically correct shows, and there's no knock to them, that's what they do, but the authenticity, I believe, is very important to keep around, especially in our culture. It's so easy to get whitewashed and lost in the algorithm of everything else that's going on. So I appreciate you guys for being y'all authentic selves. You know what I'm saying? My man came on, slept under the fan, but was still on the show. I appreciate that. That's love. You know what I mean? That's love.
You can hit him with a joke, man. You're from the South Side. You ain't got, you know. Like, yo, what's wrong with you, man? You can put a towel on your neck?
He said he was going to come in and sound like Pop Smoke. I was like,
I'm telling you. But yeah, man, listen, we want you to know that all your performers, man, everybody that you vibe with, be it they're doing music, they're doing movies, they're doing spoken word, they're doing poems, whatever they're doing, let them know that FetLifeStation.com is the station for the community, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to make money. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Somebody going to see you, you're going to blow up. But don't forget the community, man. Don't forget the community.
Important. You know? That's important.
I know you got to pay your people, but give back a little bit, man. Just a little bit to get that next little young girl, next little young guy say, hey, Exile did it. He's a teacher. He's this. He's a writer. He's a producer. He's a family man. He lives in a neighborhood. Let me see if I can go ask him a question. And you know what I'm saying? That one little spark, that one little answer may just change that kid's whole life, man.
And I'm always open to that. If there's one thing about me, like my mentor, shout out to my mentor, Clef B, he took me on at a young age and he didn't have to.
Nice.
He had his own production studio, his own production company, and he decided to take me under his wing and mold me to learn about song structure, to learn about what a 16 is, what an 8-bar is, how to write a catchy song. Because at that point, I was just raw talent. I was just rapping.
Okay.
So I always said to myself that I want to give that to somebody else because it was given to me.
Nice.
So I'm always open for, I believe in paying it forward. Like, let me be that person that someone was to me, because after that, everything else, I had to struggle and get it on my own. So if I can make it a little easier for the next person, then I fulfilled one of my duties as an artist.
Yeah, that's important. That's very important.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. Definitely. So, you know, we can say thank you. You know, we're about to close out the show in a few minutes. We're going to play two of these songs again because I really like them. Definitely going to have
I like that last
one. Yeah.
I got dollar bills in my pocket. I think I might just start throwing them in the air with the song.
Yeah. Definitely going to have this.
Cost you $15 song. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely going to have Mr. Jackson reach out to you, super producer. You know, and
yes, shout to Joy. My fault. Shout to Joy Boogie from the Bronx.
Yes,
I'm hoping to meet you next time. And please stay safe, stay healthy. We love you. We miss you. All blessings and praises due to you.
Definitely, man. And we got some good things coming up. Hopefully, we all be in the same room soon. You know, it's all about what they say: reach one, teach
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So
make sure you sleep comfortably. You sleep comfortably the night before. No fans, bro.
Yo, please tell him. Yo,
when you meet me, sleep at a regular temperature. I don't want the next day. Oh, he decided to sleep outside. And, you know what I'm saying? It was winter. I don't know what happened.
It felt good when I first got in there with the AC, but by the point in time, I was like, "Oh my god!" But it was like sleeping in an ice box. I mean, I just felt a little head cold. So I mean. I learned my lesson. I got to put that on a timer and shut it off at a certain time.
Yeah,
but definitely feel better. Definitely feel better, bro. Because all jokes aside, yeah, no
right?
There's a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on. Right. Yeah.
So
definitely stay healthy.
So Exile, leave our listeners, up and coming artists, rappers, spoken word lyricists, movie directors, doctors, lawyers, teachers, scientists, brain surgeons, leave them with something good that's going to say, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Stay your authentic self. When you're trying to conform to somebody else, you lose who you are. And then what are you really doing it for? Stay your authentic self.
Can't get never it no lose. Better than that.
Yeah, never, because a lot of us have a problem getting out of bed. Never forget why you fell in love with what you do in the first place. Never forget that.
Mm. Man, that just hit home because a lot of people, when they get told no, they just give up.
Yeah. Listen, depression is a real thing. And again, it's something that I like to highlight and advocate when we talk about. And some people don't have the motivation to get out of bed and do this and do that because they're sick of their job or they're sick of whatever. But if you got a passion that you love doing, don't forget why you fell in love with it, because when all else fails, that's going to be your motivation to get up in the morning. Your love for what you do, remember that. And that will always motivate you to get up and go out and get it.
Gotcha, man.
That is true words spoken right there.
Yep, we definitely appreciate you. Again, we're going to be in touch. I'm definitely going to ride through there on Saturday and see if I can just bump into you real quick because I'll be going to work. I'm going to try to stay till about like 1:30, quarter to 2.
Now, whatever you can do, bro. I'd just be happy to meet you and just say, yeah, we chopped it up.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. We're going to get you a copy of this recording today. Super producer will definitely send it to you. And thank you once again, man, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Yeah, shout out to the super producer. Love you. Appreciate it. She's been a supporter from day one, and I love her for it. So please, I can't stress how much I appreciate her enough. Thank you.
Yeah, but we just gotta tie a rope on her, man, because when the music was playing, she won't stop dancing, man. I'm like, yo, you know we doing a recording? She don't care. Yes, and we also got a shout out to the man that's behind the woman, Mr. Ricardo Shark. Thank you, my brother. That's the guy that you don't see, but he is a supporter of everything that we do, man. I love this dude, man. Really.
That's love.
Yes.
That's love.
So be good. Read that script. When it's time for you to let the world know, please come back to us so we can have that next interview.
That's right.
Absolutely.
We all good.
Shout to y'all. Shout to the Fet Life. Shout to y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Keep doing what y'all are doing. Y'all are a staple. We don't have all the shows and everything like that are in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, and City. We don't have something like this in Queens. Expand on this.
Let's expand on this.
With, you know what I mean?
With people like you, we can definitely make it happen.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Make it happen. So, again, enjoy the rest of your day, man. Stay safe. And I'm going to definitely bump into you on Saturday. I got the security team or somebody going to say, hey, there's a guy looking for you. You know?
You got to go behind the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I'm super approachable. I don't know why I'm such a nice guy. People seem so threatened by me. I'm such a sweetheart.
Yeah, but, you know, as you start doing things, you got to have people around you just in case. You know what I'm saying? Just in case.
Oh, yeah. Don't get it twisted. I ain't stupid.
Right.
I ain't stupid.
Just in case. You know. So we will definitely bump into you on Saturday, man. And hopefully I can stay there long enough to see you spit one of them songs, man.
Oh, yeah. I got 12 minutes to lose my mind. It's going to be crazy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's good.
I will be there like about 12:30, 12:45. I will be looking for you.
Say the word. Say less.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Take care.
All right.
There it is. You have Mr. Exile, who gave us a whole lot of very good, supportive information. Like he said.
He got star quality right there.
Yeah. He said, don't give up.
Never give up.
Don't give up. And we have to say happy early birthday to our super producer. Her birthday is Saturday coming up.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Miss Jackson.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jackson.
She will
also
be.
Also, give a shout out to my niece and I. Her birthday is today. Happy birthday, my big girl. Beyonce, her birthday today.
Well, what's her name?
Shania.
Because all you said was my niece. What if you got 25 nieces?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Well, my niece Shania, I'm not going to say her birthday today. Happy birthday, baby girl.
There you go. So, Troy, with speaking to our guest today, is that going to give you some insight to maybe pick up the mic again?
You trying to give me the serum. You know what? By next week, I don't care who the guest is. If they're talking about hair, if they're talking about their toes, their back hurts, I'm going to come up with a rhyme. Just something. Just a little something. I'm working it. I got a pen in my book, and I'm going to write it in the pen in the book and see if I can still spit something at the age of 60. Might shock a lot of people, but I still. And if I can't do it, if it sounds terrible, I'll just put the pen down and be like, listen, it's just not my time to do that. But I'm going to give him my best shot next week.
All right. Well, we were going to play an Exile song, but you know what? We're going to go with a little West Indian version of Happy Birthday for our super producer. And Troy, we'll get up with you during the week, my brother.
Stay good, man.
All right. Peace. Be easy. So there you have it. Troy is gone. Exile is gone. Once again, we want to say hello to the one and only Joy Boogie from the Bronx. And remember, her and her daughter wrote that book, Mommy, Why Did You Slow Down? Go get it on Amazon. It's a good read. And last but not least, happy birthday to our super, super producer.
This is your day, this is your day, this is your day, this is your day. Like fine wine maturing, so pure, sure and sparkling. It's so reassuring to know someone so loving. This is your day, This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. Happy birthday to you. May all your wishes come true, my darling. Happy birthday to you. Long life, sweet dreams, and all Georgia blessings. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Watch the news. Joy and Lester's got their views. Joy and Lester, no tea's better. Joy and Lester, clever trendsetters. Joy and Lester's on the radio.
Joybooks from the Bronx. Joybooks from the Bronx. And Lester. Period.